three-down guy here?
Oh, yeah.
Eventually?
Yeah, no question. With Coach Gibbs coaching him up, teaching him, all those things, just no question, see him as a three-down guy.
How does he compare to, say, Nico Johnson when you guys drafted him 2 years ago?
Well,
is there a valid comparison there?
Not really. This is a different type of guy. Nico, you know, was more of a thumper, splatter guy, you know, run guy. You know what I'm saying? And this guy's a both, you know, feel like.
Do you guys project him to be a weak side inside linebacker?
As far as his role and all those things, that's up to Coach Sutton and Coach Gibbs, obviously. But, you know, bottom line, what we look for in a linebacker is, number one, you got to be productive. You got to make plays. And this guy's done that at a high level. You know, does he have the physical tools to, you know, to strike guys? Does he have enough range and coverage ability to play in coverage? You look for all those things, and then you let the coaches, you know, coach them and put them where they need to be. Really good. Yeah, that's one of his main strengths. He can close on you.
You mentioned making plays. Is there a play that comes to your mind? Somebody asks.
Well, I tell you, when you watch Georgia, you know, when you're doing defensive players, you like to watch, especially if Georgia Tech's on their schedule, you really like to watch that game. And there's, you know, several plays in that game where, because they got to play, you got to play assignment conscious football, and, you know, you got to read things. And then go to the flow to the ball. So, you know, really that game really stood out. 19 tackles, you know, and then you cut on any of his junior tape. He's flying around making plays. So, you know.
How about his instincts? His ability to read plays and close the ball. I know he can run. Mm-hmm. I'm just curious. Like, how do you feel he's at diagnosing?
Well, I think it's really good. You know, the big thing as a scout, which you got to really really know is, you know, what are they asking them to do? What are they teaching them? Because in today's day and age with spread football, some things that you may think he's this or he's that, it's, well, he's doing what he's taught to do, you know. But I think Ramit can find the football and he can play physical. And all those things. I don't think that's going to be a negative for him.
Is this a guy that can carry tight ends up the seam?
Yeah, no question. I mean, at his pro day, he ran 4.62. You know, at 200, I think he weighed around 238, 239. So, yeah, I definitely think he can roll with tight ends down the field.
We're going to see you again today, Dom?
I don't know. We got a lot of work to do, so who knows? You know, that's up for, John and Andy's side. So.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right.
Thanks, Dom.